Chapter 2. Why did you steal my rose? When the old man walked home, the weather became terribly cold. The old man was sad and very cold. He thought it would be so miserable to sleep in the cold. As the sun was setting, the merchant saw a castle. "Maybe there's a nice prince in that castle. He'll give me a bed tonight," he said. When he came to the gates of the castle, he yelled, "Hello?" Nobody answered him. He looked through a window and saw a fire in the fireplace. Next to the fireplace was a table. On the table were a roasted chicken with potatoes, cake, and hot coffee. The food looked so delicious, and the castle looked so warm. He walked in, sat down, and ate all of the food. After supper, he lay down on a comfortable bed and went to sleep. When the old man woke up in the morning, he felt very good. He saw the table was set with a big breakfast. The old merchant felt grateful to the owner of the castle. He didn't know who he was, but he was safe from a cold and hungry night. The old man decided to go and thank the owner. He walked all around the house. He saw a lot of beautiful furniture and big rooms, but he didn't see anybody. So he thanked the empty castle. "Thank you," he yelled. "Whoever you are." When he left, the old man saw a garden. There were some rose bushes. He remembered Beauty's request. As soon as the old man picked a rose, he heard a loud growl. The merchant jumped up and saw a beast running toward him. "You dirty little thief," the beast growled. "I gave you food and a bed, and what do? You steal my roses. Now you're going to pay for it. I'm going to kill you." Thump, thump, the old man's heart was beating loudly. "Please, my lord, please forgive me. I didn't mean to offend you. I just wanted a rose for my youngest daughter," said he.
"I don't care about that. And don't call me my lord. My name is Beast. That's what I am."
Then the beast began to think.
"You say you have a daughter, eh? You may go home, but you have to send me your daughter. If your daughter doesn't come here, I'll kill you and your whole family."
The old man knew that the beast wasn't joking, but the merchant didn't plan to send his daughter.
"Beast," the old man said, "I have a problem. I have no money to send her. Also, nobody else in my family works. Without her, the rest of my family will starve."
"Don't you worry about that," said the beast. "Take some gold from my castle. I have lots of it. Give the gold to your family."
The old man took a bag of gold with him and started walking home. When the old man arrived home, he was tired and very sad.
The elder daughters looked at his face and sighed. They knew that something was wrong.
Let me guess, the last boat sank and we're still poor, said the eldest daughter.
Don't worry about money, we have lots of that, said the merchant. He opened his bag and gold fell out all over the floor. The elder daughters started filling their pockets.
Beauty looked at her father and said,
I'm worried about you. You look so sad.
Actually, I'm sad because of this present, said the old man. He took out the rose and gave it to Beauty. Then he told his daughters the sad story about the beast, the castle, and the rose.
The elder daughters didn't care about his story. They were happy playing with their gold. But Beauty couldn't stop crying.
Oh, this is awful. This is all my fault.
After a while, Beauty said quietly,
I'm going to go to the beast, Father.
Beauty's father looked at his daughter.
There is no choice, she said. The beast will kill you and our whole family if I don't go.
She looked determined. There was no use telling her not to go. Beauty always did what she said.